Amen. Could we lift our hands and let's thank the Lord that we're walking in the miracle power of God. The resurrection power is ours as new creation men and women. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is alive, fully alive, really alive, with all your power and might in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I am believing that this series of messages that I have been on, and hopefully you've been enjoying it, some would call it deep, deep messages. And I wonder sometimes if God feels that way. Because it's in Romans 6. It's right in the middle of the epistles. It's the most basic things that God has given us in how to walk in victory. And just a show of hands, how many of you have been frustrated a little bit at least that this new creation life that is available that we're supposed to be walking in, at times it's been hit and miss with you? Let me see your hand. It's been hit and miss. Okay, the others of you are walking in it pretty good. Okay. So all the hit and missers, would you please leave your seat and come right over here in these first three rows, and that way I can get to you a little bit more. But I'm so excited to think that there is a real possibility that we can walk in a reality that over these next few months that we're experiencing a new level of our Christian walk. That we're not just in the same place. We're not, you know, itching along waiting for the rapture. That we're exploding in growth in Christ. You guys ever in the natural ever get in a growth spurt? I never had one of those. I just wore those, just inched up slowly. But how many of you had a growth spurt that you just exploded? You know, everyone else is kind of growing a little bit. You just, boom, took off. God wants us to take off in Christ-likeness. Amen? So I've been preaching this series on resurrection life. And it started after Easter, because what did we magnify and focus on around the Easter season? The resurrection of Jesus. That's what we do at Easter, okay? We're not a church that does the Easter bunny, you know. We do the resurrection. And so that's what we were talking about, is the resurrection of Jesus. And we get excited about that. Well, if Jesus rose from the dead, then his church should have his resurrection power. And that's why we moved immediately since Easter into these Sundays on how do we walk then in that new resurrection life. Because God wants us to have victory over the devil. I say it like this, that God has given us victory over Satan, sin, and self, the three big enemies that you can throw the world in, four. And he's given us a kingdom of love, life, and liberty. Love, light, life, and liberty. Can you get that in right now? That he's given you victory over Satan, sin, and self, and the world. And he's given you a kingdom of love, light, life, and liberty. And we ought to be maxing ourselves out in this kingdom of love, a kingdom of light, a kingdom of life, and a kingdom of liberty. And so, you know, we've been in Romans 6 now for 3 or 4 weeks. And Bob, if you could give me another of the notes that we passed out. I need one up here. I think Nancy's got one for you, Ames. And you can see the title of the notes. Wave your hand if you got notes. You got notes. Is walking in newness of life. Now, this phrase is found in Romans 6:4, right on the front cover. And I want to go over this thought again this morning. Of walking in newness of life and the four steps of how to get there. Romans 6:4, as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I want to do a little review now. Newness of life, do you remember what that phrase represents? What do you think newness of life represents? Eternal life. Now, eternal life is, you understand, eternal life is just not forever long in quantity. But when we talk about eternal life, you have to talk about quality. And so God wants us to have the quality of eternal life. Okay? Progressively more and more that which is of mortality is swallowed up, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 4, in a sea of eternal life. That's our future, guys. Eternal life and more eternal life. Life upon life. Jesus said, I came to give you life. That's talking about eternal life. And to give it to you in abundance, to the full, till it's overflowing. The Lord Jesus wants us to have such excellency, not in behavior only. Do you think it pleases the Lord when you're good? It makes him happy. And he loves it a lot better than when you're bad. But something that God is far more interested in, whether you're good or bad, is whether or not you are possessing eternal life. Because that's the life of God, okay? And he wants us to be able to walk out of this area where most Christians live, and it's a religious walk of trying to be good. Now, I'm going to be a good Christian, come to church, pay my tithes, and tell people occasionally about Jesus. It's so much beyond that. What God's goal is Jesus walking fully in you and me. I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in my flesh, I'm living by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so the goal that God the Father has, the purpose, is that we might obtain the glory of Jesus Christ. How many of you have seen that verse in 2 Thessalonians? For this purpose, all this is working. All the end game of God is a glorious church for his Son, a bride without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, one who is walking like Christ, worthy to rule and reign with Christ, to sit with him on his throne, and to have all of the enemies under our feet, the body of Christ. Amen? And so God is wanting to bring us to this walk of victory, that we have victory over sin. That we're not in bondage to anything. There's no strongholds dominating us. There's no fear in our life causing us to hide. That the church is bold. The church is strong. The church is a bright light. The church is full of love. The church of Jesus Christ is like Jesus. The body is like the head. This is our destiny. This is our goal, is to walk in the fullness of God. Amen? And so, you know, somewhere along the line, that just hasn't been the case for a lot of us. And so God tells us how we can get victory, okay? Is that in the book of Romans, it talks about these amazing steps that we can take one after another, sequential order of knowing, reckoning, presenting, and then walking. These four steps. And by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God, we can walk victoriously in Christ and get into the newness of life. And, you know, just as a little bit of a reminder, by the way, these notes can be intimidating if you think I'm going to cover every bit of this today. And I'm not. But I want to give you this to take with you, because some of the quotes on here are the best quotes you'll ever read in your whole life. I mean, Warren Wiersbe, one of the great Bible teachers, his quotes on the back page are phenomenal. And then what Watchman Nee has said is phenomenal. And there's a couple quotes from me that I put in there that's, you know, it's got some life on it, you know. And so, you know, this morning, you're really blessed because I got a new preaching Bible. Just got it. This is the first time I've practically opened it up. And so, get ready. We're going to preach a long time today. Dorothy, I need your 20/20 vision, girl. Romans 6. What's that? Yeah, Romans 6 on the screen, please. Dead to sin and alive to God. Verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who are dead, who died to sin, live any longer in it? Verse 2, Everybody say died. Now, this is a secret to our emancipation. We have to realize that the way to victory is also through death. Okay? And that's the death of the cross. And understanding the most important spiritual principle and reality. This is not just a principle. I mean, it's a real fact that we are in Christ. Okay? If you forget this fact that you're in Christ, nothing works. All the sanctification, all the consecration, every commitment you make, you're going to be making in Adam. If you don't realize that you're in Christ as a new creation, that your fallen nature, that there is no sanctification with your fallen nature. You have to know the victory that God gives us is crucified with Christ, the old man, be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and then put on the new man, which is created in the image of God. Okay, now we're going to go through this again today. Because we're going to get to presenting here in just a little bit. To present ourselves. So, God says in verse 2, you're dead. How many of you know you're dead in Christ? But how many of you feel pretty, your carnal nature sometimes is pretty alive? And you've been frustrated by it? Okay. Now, we have no perfect people here. So, I ought to be able to hit the mark with 100% of us, right? I mean, is there anybody that's just perfect and you're never struggling with Adam now? That fallen nature, the old man, the old nature. Okay. So do you know that your old man was crucified? Let's continue to read. He says, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Lift your hands and let's thank God for newness of life today. Oh, we thank you. But these first three or four verses talking about baptism into death, that we've died to sin. So what is the Holy Spirit wanting us to understand? Because of our faith in Jesus, when we said, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, a miracle happens. You are born again. You are taken, your spirit man, which because of Adam's original sin, all of us that are born are born sinners. We don't become sinners. We literally are born sinners. Now, eventually we begin to sin. But every beautiful little baby, they're born sinners. Okay? And that means a sin nature. You're born already with a sin nature. Okay? And so, this newness of life, that this eternal life is, you know, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are gone. Behold, all things are made new. Is God playing mind games with us? Is there really a potential that you and I can walk in this new creation, man, where old things are gone, the old habits are gone, the old patterns are gone, the old fears are gone? Is it a possibility that I can walk like Jesus Christ? Saints, it is. It really is. But I'll tell you in a nutshell, what most of us are doing is we're walking up with all of our heart wanting to sanctify ourselves and consecrate ourselves, but we're still focused more on the old man, not realizing it, than my position in Christ. And so what these series of messages have been designed to do is to get you to realize the absolute oneness that you have with Jesus Christ. That Jesus' history is your history. That what Jesus accomplished and did, you did with Jesus. Now, did you get anything from Adam when you were born? What happened? What did you get from Adam? You got a sin nature from Adam. But you weren't in the garden with Adam. You know, Adam was there 6,000 years ago. That sin was committed around 6,000 years ago. Adam committed that sin. You and I weren't born yet. But we were in the loins of Adam as the seed of all mankind was still in Adam and Eve. And then when those human babies were beginning to be born, you know, Cain and Abel and Seth, and as they were, every one of them born with a sin nature. Even though they didn't commit the same sin that Adam did, they inherited from Adam. What Adam became, they were born just like. So when you get born again, what happens is God, by the miracle of God, Colossians 2:12 says, by the operation of God, He puts us into Christ. Now, you've got to get this, because if you don't get this revelation, nothing is going to work. You're going to be trying with self-effort to be holy. And not to, you know, you're going to please God with a sincere heart, but you're going to fail because you're doing it from human strength and not from a position of resurrection, life, and power in Christ. And here it is. God, when you believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit takes you, and by the operation of God, He literally puts you into Jesus. And in the mind of God, as the way this works, is that you were crucified with Christ 2,000 years ago. Your Adamic nature, your fallen man, the old man, that old nature, absolutely, by the power of God, He crucifies that old nature in us on the cross with Christ. And it's that old nature that is doing the sinning. It's that old nature that sin is taking advantage of your fallen nature. The body of sin is what Romans 6 calls it. Everybody say the body of sin. And the Bible says, if we continue to read, let's read on down. In verse 5, for if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be unemployed, disabled, some say destroyed. Here it says done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For He, verse 7, for He, Matt Storr, the old man in Matt Storr, that old man who has died, has been freed from sin. If you are dead, you're free from sin. Now I've been reading this verse every week for 3 weeks. So you're saying, pastor's preaching the same message. But let me ask you this. How many of you really got the revelation? I mean, not the knowledge in your head, but a revelation in your heart. My gosh, I am dead. And my life is hid in Christ. I don't have to explode. I don't have to be angry. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. I'm a dead man in Christ. My old man is 100% dead and buried, crucified, dead and buried. Everything starts with the fact that God did a miracle. The thing that was, you know, God doesn't try to improve Adam. He kills Adam. He kills him. He kills him. There's not one of us in here. This message fixes every single marriage. This message fixes every relationship on earth. Because where do you think wars come from? The new man? The church isn't walking in the new man. And because it walks in its natural life, what is the most natural thing to do in the morning? Get up. And when you get out of bed, that first natural step is usually an Adam. That's why the Bible tells you, you got to put off the old man, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man. I so distrust my flesh because of all the failures I've had in it, that sometime between my first step and my second step, I'm already putting off the old man with speaking the word and renewing my mind. You think I'm kidding? How many of you trust your flesh? Amy's going to get mad at me, but if you trust your flesh, you're an idiot. And if you're not renewing your mind with the Word of God, then you absolutely must think your flesh isn't all that bad. My flesh is terrible. How many of your flesh, your fallen nature has embarrassed you? You just said something cruel or nasty or, you know, it's so not Christ. The bride of Christ can't be walking around like Satan in the flesh. Where do you think the wars are coming from? The slander. The judging. You know, come on, you guys. You can't be talking about I'm a new creation in Christ judging everybody. That's your old man judging. And so it's vital. I'm rehearsing this again today because I don't know if we're quite ready to present, because I don't know if you really have got this thought that what I'm presenting to God is not just me, generally me. Like when the Bible says, present yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy. There's got to be some spiritual gymnastics done first to where you connect the dots and you acknowledge that God doesn't want you to bring the old man to him. He expects you to acknowledge and by faith reckon the old man dead. And then with that settled, then you say, here I am, a new creation created in Christ for good works. Father, I present myself to you as a new creation man, having renewed my mind, and I present not only myself, but every part of my mind, my tongue, my hands, my feet, every organ, every part of me, I am presenting to you so you can use it for righteousness. You know, that is what we have to do. This morning, I'm going to ask the question, are you dead in Christ? Are you in Christ? Do you know that as a believer, there's not one tiny blessing available except in Christ? You can't get anything unless you're in Christ. There is no blessing that God gives apart from Jesus Christ. That's why Paul said, I determined to know nothing save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Here's what I want to encourage you on. Every single one of us sitting here today, whether you know every scripture in the Bible or one, the potential is for you to simply acknowledge the divine record here. The Word of God is not the word of a man. This is the divine record right here. This is the Word of God. And the Word of God is full of life and power. And when I read Romans 6:6, and it says, knowing that the old man was crucified with Jesus, that the body of sin might be done away with, that I should no longer be a slave of sin, because I am now dead, I am freed from sin. Can I accept that as the truth? Well, what if you have a habit in your life? How many of you battled a stronghold? You got addicted to something. And you know, you can get addicted to a donut, too. How many of you got addicted to a donut? If you ever had a square donut from Terre Haute, Indiana, the addiction is really... I still sometimes have a dream of that thing coming across my... Our body can quickly be addicted. You don't have to be a mean and ugly person to be addicted. Your flesh can get nailed quickly. How many of you ever wanted something real bad that you knew was not God's will? And when you accepted that and you pushed for it, did God not let you have it? It says that His people lusted exceedingly in the wilderness. So God granted their request. But then it says it sent leanness in their soul, and the very chief among them died. So you could always get what you want, but there's usually a price tag that you're not going to want to pay when you get it. How many of you thought you were getting something and you paid way too much for it? But you ended up having to pay for it. And so this morning, this amazing truth that when Jesus, as the last Adam, went to the cross, He took the whole Adamic race with Him. That means you're a fallen man and my fallen man. And He crucified Adam. The whole Adamic race. That fallen nature in all of us died 2,000 years ago at the cross. And then Jesus went into the grave and took Adam, the fallen man, into the grave. And then when he rose from the dead, he rose in resurrection life. And now we've been raised up with him. The miracle of Christianity is that it is Christ that lives in me. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, the new creation man. Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I'm living by the faith of that one who loved me and gave himself for me. Could you put Galatians 2:20 up? I want everybody to see it. It's in your notes on the back page too. The miracle of the new birth. The miracle that we have now, that we have a life in Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. Do you know that Jesus lives in you? And do you also know, and so it is Christ who lives in me, and the life which I'm living now, I'm living by the life of Jesus. I'm not living by my natural man. I know my old man was crucified. And verse 11 in Romans 6 says, therefore reckon him dead. You've got to count it so. That's a faith word. So two amazing things have happened. That when you believed on Jesus, God put you into Christ. Let me see. It's on your notes too. But you're going to put it up on the screen. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Maybe the greatest verse in the Bible. Certainly top 10. 1 Corinthians 1:30 is top 10. But God did something. What did he do? 1 Corinthians 1:30. God put us in Christ. It says he put us in Christ. Is that not what it says? Okay. And because of him, God, you are in Christ Jesus, who became now for us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So it's amazing. This is spiritual realities now. God put you in Christ. As a Christian now, you don't have a life outside of Christ. Unless you decide to just not walk in Christ. And a lot of us, we don't walk in Christ because we don't know how to. And that's why we're on this series. Knowing, reckoning, presenting, and walking. If you know these four things I just said, you can walk in Christ every minute of every day. It doesn't get any more complicated than this. Do you know that you're dead in Christ? Do you really know you died with Christ? Do you really reckon it so in your life? Because the divine record says in Romans 6:6, I am dead in Christ, knowing the old man was crucified. Do I know that? Then spontaneously, I can reckon it so. But if I don't know it with a heart revelation, then it's just one of those facts that I kind of believe, like all the other parts of the Word of God, that I believe the Word of God. I believe the Bible. But none of it is sticking per se, because your mind is so unrenewed to the Word of God a lot of times. I mean, think of the potential to be walking in the very resurrection life of Christ. And I'm not giving any time to the Word of God at all. Not sufficient time. If I told you you could take a pill that would make you a genius, you wouldn't, you know, but you had to take it three times a day on the exact minute of the day, you'd have your phone set. If I could promise you this will make you a genius, how many of you would take it? I mean, you'd do it. The Word of God can make you a genius. Make you so much more than a genius. Because do you think the mind of Christ is a little bit more advanced than a genius brain? That's what the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:31. But we have the mind of Christ. Lift your hands with me. Let's thank God that we are accepting the divine record. We're not believing how we walk today. Well, I just got angry. I just lost my cool. I found a desire for things I shouldn't be desiring. You got to be able to say right now, no. That's all that stuff is under the blood. If you have sin in your life right now, name that sin, repent of it, put the blood on it, and then never think about it again because it's under the blood. Then you get up, embracing the cross of Christ, and say, I am crucified with Christ. That old man that 5 minutes ago sinned, I'm not focused on that. And by the way, the old man, when he sins, it's sometimes hard to just walk away from it. How many of you have had a disagreement with somebody, and it's just, you know you were wrong, and you could just immediately put it behind you and never have another thought about it? Anybody? It takes a while emotionally and in our mind, but if you don't draw the line in the sand and say, no, that's under the blood, I'm not going to be under condemnation another second on that. I'm going to focus on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, self-control, and faithfulness. The 9 fruits of the Spirit, that's how I'm walking today. I am not going to allow my fallen nature, what I inherited from Adam, to ruin my life or to keep me groveling in the dirt. I'm a son of God. I should be walking in newness of life. Sonship is my destiny. I've been joined with Jesus. I'm ruling and reigning with Christ. My old man is dead. I reckon him so. I count it so. I believe that Adam, that Adamic nature in me, the fallen man, is dead. And now, Father, I've been raised up with Christ. I'm in Christ. See this paper? The Bible? Are they two different things? But if I put the paper in the Bible, then I wrap it up and ship it to China, where the Bible goes, what goes with it? Oh, you mean the history of the Bible? Whatever that history is will be the same history of the paper in the Bible? Can you accept the divine record that God puts you into Christ? And that what happened to him has happened to you? I am dead. That old man that has ruined so many days in my life, that has kept me in mediocrity, that has stolen my biggest dreams, that old man is dead. We have to reckon him dead. We will never carry out very long. We will not walk very long in a victorious walk in Christ without it being supernatural. God's not after good behavior. He's after you surrendering all. It says, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. Christianity was a miracle from the beginning. Why are we trying to, you know, like Samson now, grind on a meal of religiosity and get good works out of that? Oh, church, I'm telling you, there is a life in Christ that's right now full of resurrection life and power. All of Jesus is right now available to us. I mean, not a month from now when you know another 5 scriptures. Not another month from now when you've gone to church 5 times in a row. Not another month from now when you've witnessed to 5 people and you've done all these deeds. That you don't have to wait. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, when I first got born again, I had a perfect walk in the fruit of the Spirit for a while. And you're talking about somebody that fought every single day of his life with his twin brother or somebody else. I mean, you've heard me tell the story, but our family grew up out in the country, and the nearest house was over a quarter of a mile away. One day, the owners of that other house showed up at our house to have a meeting with my parents over the noise that Mark and I were creating. They actually said, your kids are screaming so loud we can't take it. Honey, at 10, I lost my voice. I went to the doctor. He said, son, you got to stop screaming. He said, if you keep screaming, you're going to lose your voice for all time. Well, what happened was on the playground, the kids couldn't kick the ball very well. And so I was screaming at the kids to perform better. I mean, other 10-year-olds. Is that stupid? What was causing the out-of-control screaming? That sucker, Adam, showed up again in a 10-year-old little boy's life to mess up other people's lives with the screaming and my life. Stand on your feet. Are you in Christ today? How many of you are in Christ Jesus today? Amen. So I want to go over that word real quick. Is that Elvie said that she saw a buried man in a tomb, and you could see somebody trying to get out of the tomb. A hunger to walk in this. Because if we're not interested, if we don't have a spiritual appetite, you know, then we just need to pray for repentance and say, Lord, I need a whole different mindset. Help me there. But as that person was trying to get out of that grave. Now, here's what I want to make sure you understand. You're not trying to get into Christ. You're already in Christ. And that's the frustration of that man, was trying to get out of the grave. But when the light shone on him, the light did the work and put, you understand? You can't try just with human effort. You got to acknowledge that old man is 100% dead. And now what I'm presenting is the new creation, ready for service. And I acknowledge that not one bit of me is owned by me anymore. It's all him. Guys, it would solve a lot of our problems if we'd accept the finished work that Jesus owns every bit of me. You've been bought with a price. Amen. Todd?
Pastor, I have been reading this like for the last 2 weeks, too. I was hoping that next week. I mean, last week when Mother's Day Sunday, I wasn't missing anything. You know?
Yeah.
But the other day, I was taking my worker with me. Going to the
7-11. Todd, speak a little that way. Okay.
He's going to the 7-Eleven for lunch. And I saw this guy in this old Chevy truck. It was an old Chevy truck, it was really fixed up. And people were coming out of the store and they were looking at it. And God started showing me some things, because I've always known that, I had Christ living in me. When I go to the Vista Jail, I'm always preaching John 14.
Yes.
That, God's Spirit's going to live inside of us. John 17.
Yeah.
That, I am him, you and me, we're in them. And so I always understood I had God's Spirit. I had God living in me in the Spirit. And understand I got the fullness of Christ. But I was missing the part of that Christ wanted to crucify that old man.
Yes.
And so God had gave me this picture of, like, you got now all these new cars, the Dodge, Chrysler, all these muscle cars,
yep.
The remake of these muscle cars, And he was starting to show me, saying, you want me to rehab your old car with all the, and that old car's got Bondo on it. It's got all this stuff that comes with that old car. It's got fake parts that, because you can't even get the parts for that engine anymore.
Yep.
Okay? When God wants to put me in, he wants to
bring
me a brand new Dodge Chrysler, okay, with GPS, God's powerful Spirit, okay, in me. You know what I'm saying? And I want to have that Dodge, the old Dodge, with the AM radio, where I can have the Bluetooth, the Holy Spirit speaking to me at all times. You know what I'm saying? And God starts showing me that, he's saying that's dead. I want to put you in something new.
Great picture.
It's a great work picture.
It's a great work picture
that God was showing me. He says, I want to put you in something new. That is dead. Take that to the salvage yard. You know what I'm saying? Just crush that.
Just throw it over into the Grand Canyon.
It's dead. And that's what God showed me, that word picture. Just like, and it spoke to me. And when you're like saying that, don't you know that you been crucified with Christ? Well, in the Living Translation, it says, are you ignorant of the fact?
Yes.
that you.
And I think honestly, we as a church, we've been ignorant of that fact. And when that old man tries to resurrect and does something, you don't get under condemnation. Use the blood, get it under the blood, and repent. And then begin your confession and your talk to God that my old man's dead. Father, I believe he's dead. And yet 5 minutes ago he wasn't, but he's dead. Now you're going to turn around and then you're going to present your new creation, man. Lift your hands with me, Jesus. You see us. We are your church. We are your body. Lord, we declare today that we are in you. And you are in us. And Lord, right now, as we are in you, we have experienced the fullness of what you experienced. That we were crucified with you. Our old man was crucified. We know this. And now we reckon it so. And now, with that old man dead, by faith we believe that, reckon it so. We present the new man to you. Right now, all of us, in God's presence, let us present ourselves alive unto God. As men risen from the dead. Listen, if you were dead 4 days or 5 days or a month and you got raised up from the dead, do you think you wouldn't be living for God full time? The Bible says we've been raised from as men raised from the dead. Oh, let us now present ourselves alive unto God as resurrected men and women. Lord, we thank you. Next week, we're going to be on presenting a little bit more and then walking in the Holy Spirit. And Amy, we're going to hit this thing. We're going to have a supernatural, Holy Spirit-filled, led walk in the new creation man. It's the most important message you can hear. This is the end game of God. Because when you're walking in the fullness of God, that's glory. The glory is not a cloud. Not for you and me. The cloud is in here. Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's Him living in me, and that cloud's coming out of me. The old creation man is not going to mar the new creation. Amen? Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Amen. Lord, today, would you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. And that you came to this earth to be my Savior. I declare with my mouth, I cannot save myself, but you're my Savior. You're my Redeemer. You're the one who delivers me and have delivered me from Satan, sin, and self. And you have given me eternal life and a kingdom of love. Light, life, and liberty. I am a new creation. I am your masterpiece. Holy Spirit, live in me. Flow through me. Empower me to live a life well-pleasing to my Father and to my Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you greet one another, and we have some fellowship outside.